أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يذلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, the praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him. And we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness to give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before we begin, inshallah, with the subject of our khutbah today, I would like to take this opportunity, inshallah ta'ala, to remind you, as I remind myself, that bi'idhnillah, as we are in the month of Sha'ban, the month of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are coming to its middle. And bi'idhnillah, we anticipate the day to be Thursday, inshallah, of this coming week, that will mark the middle or the nisf of the month of Sha'ban. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Some say that mumkin, perhaps it may be actually Wednesday, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides that this month be 29 days. Whatever the case, inshallah ta'ala, we are coming upon its middle. And inshallah ta'ala, this is a very serious and very auspicious occasion. I cannot overstate its importance. We should prepare ourselves to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our appreciation and make every opportunity not to miss the time, the moments, the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within this night. Among the sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on this night, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allocates the provisions of His slaves for the year, and who will live and who will die. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants forgiveness to more of His servants than anyone can count. Only 7 types of people are excluded from His forgiveness on this special night. Those who worship others with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who feud with their brother and or sister, those who have cut the ties of family, kith and kin in their womb, the alcoholic, the unrepentant, the poets, and the priests. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, on this night, Jibreel alayhi salam descended to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to him, "Stand." And then they walked to Al-Baqiyah, which is the cemetery near the masjid of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where his family and companions are buried. And Jibreel alayhi salam, he said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Raise your head, because on this night, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened doors in the heavens, the doors of mercy, the door of Al-Widwan, which is a door in paradise, the door of Al-Maghfirah, forgiveness, the door of virtues, the door of At-Tawbah, repentance, the door of provisions, the doors of generosity and goodness. On this night, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven a countless number of His slaves, and He has determined provisions for the year and this year's events. For this reason, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I came to you. There is no angel that exists unless he is either making ruku', bowing, or he is in qiyam, standing, or he is in sujood, prostrating, or he is supplicating, or saying Allahu Akbar, or saying Astaghfirullah, or saying Subhanallah. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on this night, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive anyone who stands in salah, or prays while sitting, or praises Him, or bows in worship to Him, or takes time to remember Him. This night, there is no one who supplicates that will not get a response. There is no one who asks that will not be given what he asks. There is no one who asks for forgiveness that it will not be granted to him. There is no one who offers repentance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept it from him. Whoever misses this night has indeed missed a great deal. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this night is second only to Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, for it is considered its bab, the entrance. So again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I advise you strongly to make every effort that you can to observe this night in supplicating and standing and praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the subject of our khutbah today is Jan and the children of Iblis. May Allah curse him. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Holy Quran, وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. And before meaning the creation of Adam, we created the jann from a poisonous fire. Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq radiyallahu an was asked about the creation of Adam alayhi salam and the creation of the jinn. He said, First, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created as-samum. It is a fire that has no heat and no smoke. From this, he created al-jann, the father of the jinn. And this is the meaning of the verse, وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. Before the creation of man, we created the jinn from a poisonous fire. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named him al-marij, and named his wife Marija. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, named him not al-marij, named him marij, and named his wife Marija. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارٍ. And we created al-jann from a smokeless kind of fire. Imam As-Sadiq radiallahu anhu continued, then marriage and marija copulated and gave birth to the jinn. This is why they are named such, and from them came all of the tribes of the jinn, among them the accursed Iblis, la'natullah alayh, may Allah curse him. Like us, the jinn are male and female, and they, every time, as indicated here, that one of the females gives birth, she gives birth to twins. If you don't know, there's hadith in which Iblis and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are conversing, for lack of a better word. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when asked by Iblis how he is going to deal with Adam and his children, among the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him was that Adam alayhi salam, will not have one child without you having two. So all of the births among the jinn are twins. You're continuing. Thus, in a very short time, marriage and marija had 90,000 children. And from them they grew until they outnumbered the sands of the earth. And Iblis, la'anatullahi alayh, was the son of Jan, and he married a woman from the jinn whose name was Lahaliyah. She was the daughter of Rawha, who was the son of Salsasil. She had two sets of twins. The first set, Balqis and Tawna. The next set, Faqtaus and Faqtausa. And from these pair of twins came all of the rest of the children of Iblis, and they are countless. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Holy Quran, الَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجْرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ. He is the one who produces for you fire out of the green tree, when behold, you kindle therewith, or rather you use it to make fire yourself. And it is because of this ayah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Imam As-Sadiq radiallahu anhu said, Iblis, may Allah damn him, lied when he said that you created me from fire and you created him, Adam alayhi salam, from dirt. Now, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is where the study of how Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about the creation and studying this well at this particular point, this is where it benefits you. When Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called for the adim of the earth, the skin of the earth, from which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala derived the name Adam for our father, may Allah be pleased with him, he had this adim, this dirt, strained, washing it 70 times in order to cleanse it. Then he collected the wastewater, and from this wastewater created Shajar al-Akhdar, the green trees. And from these green trees, he created Marijin min nar as-samum, the smokeless, heatless fire that is poisonous. And it is from this that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created al-jann, and from him the jinn. So, Imam al-Sadiq, may Allah be pleased with him, he asserts that Iblis has lied when he said that you created me from fire and you created him from dirt. Because in fact, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him from a fire whose origin is the green tree, and it itself was created from dirt. Not only dirt, but the dirt of the dirt. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is one of the reasons that the human being has been conferred a great mercy by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the jinn. Because their essence, the jinn, was from the waste of the dirt from which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our father Adam, alayhi salam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa li wa lakum. Astaghfirullah inna Allah ghafoor rahim. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, just a real quick note here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Khalaqul Alim, Khalaqul Azim, the creator who knows everything and the most mighty, the almighty creator. When it comes to this, we have a common term that may, inshallah ta'ala, call to mind and give us a greater understanding. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, min marijin min nar, from a fire free of smoke, or min narin samum, a poisonous, very clear and very important understanding here, poisonous fire that does not give off heat and does not give off smoke. We have an understanding of something that burns that does not give off heat, that does not give off smoke, but is poisonous. Radiation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this in a time, place, and era that this term not only was unfamiliar, they may not have even understood it. Some, and Allah knows best, because we cannot assume to know what they knew. But clearly, we do know today of a fire that is does not give off heat. Radiation gives off no heat per se, depending upon the type of that it is. Definitely has no smoke, but will burn you and kill you, and is poisonous. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a hint here, so many thousands of years later, about what this type of creature that He has created is, and how, just like its essence, that we know you can't see radiation. But you do know, as we all know, it can get inside of you. And as Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described the way that the shaitan moves through the human being, what did he say? He flows through you like the blood in your veins. So when, for those of us who may be new to Islam, or this may be new information, be aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one of the reasons why till this day no one has yet met the challenge of the Quran. Fa'tu bi surati min mithli. Bring a surah like it. In other words, bring information that no one knows about, or that no one can explain to you, or explain to you al-ghayb, the unseen, which you cannot perceive or measure or detect even. Don't doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This book, La Rayba Fi, does not contain doubt. Continuing, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to the scholars of Islam, the wife of Iblis resembled a serpent. And when she gave birth, she settled some of her children in the east, and some of them in the middle of the earth, and others in the west, each being different types of jinn. Some are called jinn. Some are known as shayateen. Some are known as ghilan. Some are known as afrit. And others are known as ghadarifa is the name, inshallah. We'll go into these one day, inshallah ta'ala, with the different groups. As we know, afrit min al-jinn is described in the Holy Quran as one of the stronger jinns. Very powerful, very fast, and in most cases very mean. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Again, so that we can have a picture of this adu, this enemy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly describes for us as such. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes it very clear in the Holy Quran.
أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدُوا الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ.
Did I not have a covenant, an agreement with you, O children of Adam, that you will not worship Shaytan? Surely he is an open enemy to you. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, enter completely into al-Islam, and do not, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow, obey, walk in the footsteps of Shaytan. Surely he is an open enemy to you. And again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ ففسق عن أمر ربه أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دونه أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And remember when we said to the angels, prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, and so they prostrated except Iblis. He was from the jinn. He disobeyed the command of his Lord. Will you then take him and his offspring as protectors and helpers rather than me, while they are enemies to you? What an evil exchange is this for those who oppress. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us ignorant of our enemy. And as we learn from the scholars of Islam, when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subjected the jinn to Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, Jibreel alayhi salam called out, O jinn and shayateen, by the power of Allah, respond to his Prophet Sulaiman bin Dawood alayhi salam. And so came the reply from the mountains and the valleys, from the hills and every corner of the earth, Labayka Labayk, we hear, we're at your service. And the jinn and the shayateen were driven by the angels like sheeps by a shepherd, until they stood before his Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, obedient and humiliated. Now at this time, the jinn were of 420 different types. And they stood before Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he marveled at their creation. And he said, according to the reports, that he saw them white in color, black, yellow, blonde, and other assorted hues and shades and colors. Some resembled horses and mules or tigers. Some had trunks or tails. Some had hooves. Some had horns. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when Sulaiman alayhi salam saw this miraculous sight, he prostrated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, O Allah, give me the power to be able to look upon them. Some interpret this that their appearance was frightening and ominous. And Jibreel alayhi salam approached him at this time and he said, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you power, so stand. And Jibreel alayhi salam gave him the ring of power, which Prophet Sulaiman placed on his finger. And the jinn and the shayateen then prostrated and raised their heads, saying, O son of Dawood alayhi salam, we are stuck before you and we must obey you. So Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam began to ask questions about their faith, about their tribes, about their homes, about their food and drink. And among his questions was this: what is with you, he said? Your shapes are different, and yet your father is one, a jinn like you. They replied, the differences in our shapes are due to the differences in our sins, as well as the result of some of us obeying Iblis. And as a result, he insisted that we mate with our offspring while he rapes our children. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, at this juncture, we like to remind you, as we remind ourselves, that if the sins of the jinn can deform them, we should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what we do, and turn to him in repentance before he makes our sins the reason for any deformation or punishment. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, after Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later tested Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam with the loss of his ring, and then returned him to power. Allah then ordered As-Sasar, the wind, to gather all of the shayateen of the dunya in one place before Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam in his court. And again, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam observed new deformities. Some of the jinn, or shayateen in this case, had their faces where their posterior, their behinds should be, and they breathed fire. Some walked on all fours, and others had two or more heads. Others had the heads of lions with the bodies of elephants. And Prophet Sulaiman noticed one shaitan, half of him was a dog, the other a cat, and he had the trunk of an elephant. So he said to him, "Who are you?" He said, "My name is Mahr bin Haffan bin Falan." And he said, "What is your mission?" He said, "I am a professional singer, and I invented liquor, and I make it appetizing as a drink for the human being," and thus he drinks it. Upon hearing this, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam looked to one of the strongest of the jinn in the company, and he said, "Seize him." He then passed by another jinn that resembled a dog, but every single hair on its body dripped blood, and its appearance was hideous. "Who are you?" He said, "I am Al-Halhal bin Al-Muhawwil." He said, "What is your mission?" "I am the one who causes people to murder one another." So again, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam said to one of the largest jinn, "Seize him." "The Halhal," he said, "O Prophet of Allah alayhi salam, do not imprison me. I can gather for you every arrogant and stubborn ruler of the earth. And should you allow me to roam free, I promise that I will never sow or start anything evil in your kingdom." And so Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam took his word and released him. He noticed another jinn who resembled a monkey with long nails like machetes, and he bore a musical instrument. He said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am Murra bin al-Harith." "And what is your mission?" He said, "I was the first to create this musical instrument, and there is no one who goes to any party without hearing its music." Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him to learn about every type of group and every type of jinn, each of them having a story, and the shayateen among them, each of them being our enemy. And each of them, of the shayateen, their mission is to lure us away from the worship of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they do not want us to go to the Jannah, to paradise, while they, because of their obedience and obedience to Iblis, must go to the fire. Beware, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Iblis, may Allah curse him, has five types of particular children, each of them with different missions. There is Thibr, and he is the one who is charged to descend any and every problem that can befall you. May Allah curse him. There is Al-Awar. He is charged with making adultery and fornication irresistible and pushing you to commit it. May Allah save us from him and curse him. There is Masuq, the decorator of lies.
So much so that you begin to love to tell them.
May Allah save us from him. May Allah curse him. There is Dasim, and he is charged with sowing the seeds of anger and hostility between a man and his wife. So much so that they find no exit except divorce. May Allah save us from him. May Allah curse him. And then there is Zalangbur. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, he is the devil of the business. His main mission is to make you turn away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by distracting you with the promise of money. May Allah curse him. May Allah save us from him. This particular devil and his like, this child of shaitan, is the one that whispers to you excuses to keep your money stuck in your pockets instead of investing in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِيدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ. The shaitan threatens you with poverty and orders you to commit al-fahisha, or al-fahsha, as Allah says here, al-fahsha, the major sins, the reprehensible things, those things that, especially from Zalangbur, you need to know. In this society, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that the shaitan, when he threatens you with poverty, specifically here, listen, this devil, Zalangbur, may Allah curse him, comes to you when you see a lack of wealth, when you see the ability to pay your bills diminishing rapidly, and he whispers to you to enter into something haram as a business, and he decorates it for you. Oh, you don't play the lottery, but if somebody wins, you get a part of that share. Oh, you don't sell the lottery tickets to Muslims. No, you're just selling them to Kafirs, and it's a guaranteed sure thing for your business. Brings the people in. Spend money. Oh, you don't drink alcohol, but you're in the land of Kufr. It's no problem selling them to the Kafirs. Oh, you don't eat khanzir and pork, but why shouldn't you sell it to the Kafir who do? That's a good business. Oh, you don't gamble, but what's the problem with opening up a casino? Oh, you don't necessarily have your children and party at a nightclub, but they're giving $100,000 to open up nightclubs right here on 53rd Street. That's the whisper of Zalangbur. May Allah curse him and save us from him. That is the threat of poverty that Allah is talking about. And the push to do what is a major sin, so that you become more malleable, more platable, more easy to deal with for the shaitan. See, if your wealth, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is polluted, here comes the shaitan. He rides the filth. If your wealth is polluted, well, what do you need it for? You're not going to make money and not spend it on what? Food for you and your family. Or clothes that you dress with. Or cars that you ride. He pollutes it, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and makes it, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he is a tayyib, he is the good. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا tayyib, and does not accept except which is good. When it's filthy and polluted, Allah won't accept it. This is the main devil
for the Muslims in this society. This is the one, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to remind us, and the reason, one of the many reasons, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a surah, Al-Jumu'ah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, إِذَا نُورِيَتِ السَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُّ الْبَيْعِ. Allah makes mention of this because He knows there's a devil that rides you. And if you give him a saddle, he will never leave you. That saddle, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is forgetting Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, do not be like those who have forgotten Allah and thus they've forgotten themselves. It all is together, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. There's not a part of the book that applies to us and another one that don't. It's one thing. And it's all whole and supports one another. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, the shaitan threatens you with poverty and orders you to commit the major sins, whereas Allah promises forgiveness from Himself and bounty. And Allah suffices His creatures' needs. And He knows everything. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, every child of Iblis is on a mission to pollute your soul with the filth of forgetfulness and forestalling. Their aim is to make you their victim. We know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, all of us, if we're not a bill, we have bills. We have children, and of course we love them, but they cost. And so, that's a bill. So either we are bill, or we got bills on this floor, one of the two. And we prioritize them every month without fail. We fear the consequences of not paying them. How many of us have the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the top of our budgets? Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the middle of Sha'ban, lets the budget be known. Lets our budgets be known. رِزْقَكُنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. It's in the heavens. And it's known. It's promised. He lets it be known that He's thinking about us. This one will have this. This one will have that. Every year. Can't we show our appreciation and put His house at the top of our budget? Doesn't Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserve our utmost respect? Doesn't His house deserve our concern? Doesn't He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deserve our consideration? Did shaitan make you forget, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, guarantees that He will give more to the one who gives in His cause? Did the shaitan make you forget that the proof of your faith is in giving Him from what you love the most? Did the shaitan make you forget that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not bless anyone to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him? Did shaitan make you forget the beloved of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And that you too are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He made you and placed you in the ummah of His beloved, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So is letting his house remain destitute and desperate. Is this how we show our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Oh mankind, what has distracted you from your Lord most beneficent? الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعْدَلَكَ. The one who created you, shaped you, and perfected your appearance. We can do better, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. We can do better. We stand at the threshold of the middle of the month of Sha'ban, the night where Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and forgives. Do we plan to come to His feast of forgiveness and bounty and mercy empty-handed? To come to Him ready to take from His plate, but hating to give? Is this how we show our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, each of us, every single one of us here today must find a way. When I tell you that the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this masjid is such that each of us needs to give minimum $100, the response must be, find a way. Today, find a way. Beat the shaitan, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Do not listen to his suggestion, his response, his reply, his whisper. I don't have it. Or I can't. Find a way. Today, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I don't want to hear, I don't even want to think, I don't want you to even whisper to yourself. Because you can't speak now, but you're talking. That Muslim blow up, inshallah. Of course, inshallah. Always, as Allah wills. But what is your will? What is your intention? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we're talking about, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. He deserves our best. So, first, make the sincere intention. I'm going to give that money. And then think, how can I give $100 to invest with the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today? And I'm not talking about those of you who have it to give. Those of you who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed to consider $100 like a few bucks, you need to think four figures today. Find a way. Find a way, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and for him who obeys, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَانُ يَسِيرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. For the one who obeys and he heeds the advice and he gives and proves his faith, spending on the good, we will make his way easy to the paradise. Find a way, and Allah will make a way for you. Not a single soul on this floor, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, who are standing before you, does not need Allah to make a way for him out of his own stuff for Jannah. None of us. None of us can feel secure when standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know? On the day of judgment, it's not just you have to stand before him. You have to stand before everybody. Stark naked and read your book. Read your book to everybody. Of what you've been doing in the dark. Now, if you want Allah to save you from this and find a way for it not to be there, because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who he has given the ni'mah, he will do what? He will go back to his family and say, Iqra, read my book. Give it to them to read. Won't be anything in there that he'll be embarrassed about. Do we not want this? Are we not Muslim? Do we think that there is no sacrifice, no demand, nothing on us at all? Find a way. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and beat that shaitan. Find a way today. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.